Meeting Hazen Foss. The next morning in her sister's home she met Hazen Foss, who told Ellen his story. Sometime before the first vision was given to Ellen in December, the Lord had given just such a vision to Hazen. He had been instructed that he was to tell others what God had revealed to him. However, he felt he had been deceived in the disappointment of 1844. He knew, too, that ridicule and scorn would come to anyone who claimed to have a vision from God, so he refused to obey the promptings of God's Spirit. Again the Lord came near to him in vision. He was instructed that if he refused to bear the message heaven would have him give to the people, the Lord would reveal it to someone else, placing his spirit on the weakest of the weak. But Hazen still felt that he could not bear the burden and the reproach of standing before the people to present a vision from God. He told the Lord that he would not do it. Then very strange feelings came over him, and a voice said, "You have grieved away the Spirit of the Lord." This frightened Hazen. Horrified at his own stubbornness and rebellion, he told the Lord that he would now relate the vision. He called a meeting of the Adventists for the purpose. When the people came together, he recounted his experience. Then he tried to tell what was shown to him, but he could not call it to mind. Even with the most concentrated effort, he could not recall a word of it. He cried out in distress. "It is gone from me, I can say nothing, and the Spirit of the Lord has left me." Those who were present described the meeting as the most terrible meeting they ever were in. As Hazen talked with Ellen that February morning in Poland, he told her that although he had not gone into the chapel where she had spoken the evening before, he had stood outside the door and heard every word that she had said. He declared that what the Lord had shown to her had first been shown to him. "But," said he, "I was proud, I was unreconciled to the disappointment. I murmured against God, and wished myself dead. Then I felt a strange feeling come over me. I shall be henceforth as one dead to spiritual things. I believe the visions are taken from me, and given to you." Do not refuse to obey God, for it will be at the peril of your soul. I am a lost man. You are chosen of God, be faithful in doing your work, and the crown I might have had, you will receive. This unusual experience made an indelible impression upon Ellen's mind. The biddings of God's Spirit were not to be trifled with.